A sellout crowd at the home field of Major League Soccer's Los Angeles Galaxy welcomed international soccer star David Beckham last night. Beckham's debut was delayed. The 32-year-old didn't play until late in the game due to a sore ankle. The Galaxy lost to the English team Chelsea 1-0. Beckham has signed on with the Galaxy in a 5-year deal that's expected to earn him $250 million. A move that Major League Soccer hopes will raise the popularity of the game in the U.S. But can Beckham bend U.S. fans toward the sport like he famously bends his free kicks? KQED's Rob Schmitz reports.
Up to now, Beckham's arrival to Los Angeles could have been scripted by Hollywood's best. International superstar recruited for $250 million to help put U.S. soccer on the map. The cherry on top was that his first game was against his former arch-rival, Chelsea, an all-star team that has become the New York Yankees of English football. But a sore ankle prevented Beckham from starting, and many weren't sure if he was going to play at all. But with less than 15 minutes to go, Beckham took off his jacket. LA Galaxy fan Benny Nahar was one of a few dozen supporters wearing spiked-up blonde wigs in honor of one of the star's many past hairdos.
Everybody kept on saying that he wasn't going to play because of a sprained ankle, but I'm surprised he's playing today, and I'm pretty happy about it.
Despite losing by a point, the Galaxy played one of their best games in weeks. The game garnered international coverage, and Beckham's arrival has led to the sale of $250,000 jerseys for the LA Galaxy. This was the idea of bringing Beckham here in the first place, raising the sport's popularity in the U.S., a tall order for just one guy. At a press conference last week, Beckham wasn't sure about it himself.
I haven't really thought about it too much because I'm sure if I really actually sat down and thought about the expectations, about the pressure that's actually on me as a person, as a player in the US, maybe it might get to me. But in my career, I've always looked for challenges.
And for LA Galaxy general manager Alexi Lawless, acquiring an international celebrity who's still in his prime is a golden opportunity, no matter what the price. In fact, says Lawless, the money already earned through sponsorship, ticket, and merchandise sales from Beckham's arrival has already paid for his salary through the first year.
You know, the fact that there are people that are getting up all over the world right now, and when they think about American soccer, think about the Galaxy because of our association with David Beckham. Is a wonderful position to be in.
And the more publicity American soccer attracts, says Lawless, the bigger the investment in the future of the game in this country. But not everyone sees it that way.
Flying high up in the sky.
Late one morning, a few days before the game, Chelsea supporters were practicing team songs in the basement of a Santa Monica bar.
Chelsea!
Just at the mention of Beckham, Chelsea fan Chris Axon scowled.
Is there any substance to it? Is it just here because of the name and his horrible wife? I'm not honestly sure.
Axon, who's visiting from England, said he and his friends back home are a little hurt that Beckham didn't stay in Europe.
A, Beckham's given up on the European game too soon. B, I can't see him staying for 4 years. You know, your league's good, it's getting better, but it's not on the level of the European. I think he'll get bored with it.
He thinks American fans will get bored with Beckham as well. He says the money should have been spent on grooming homegrown talent. Stephen Cohen disagrees. Cohen is the host of the popular Sirius satellite radio show World Soccer Daily.
At the end of the day, if you want me to part with my hard-earned cash, I want to see superstars. I want to see people who are the best at what they do. Honing good young American talent, that's all well and good. But I don't think it puts bums in seats.
And last night, every seat was occupied by someone's bum. And those bums were often lifted to sing the occasional homage to the superstar. Hundreds of fans gleefully sang the chorus, "There's only one David Beckham." Soccer fan Tristan Rand says that's precisely the problem.
Everything is all focused on that dude. Everybody's wearing a number 23. I have not seen one person wear a number of any other player on this team.
Rand says if Beckham really does attract more Americans to soccer, these new fans should understand that without the 10 other teammates on the field, Beckham would be one lonely player with a lot of cash. For NPR News, I'm Rob Schmitz in Los Angeles.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.